We know that in many matters of Hashkafa there are different opinions amongst the Gedolim. Does one have the right to choose to follow certain Gedolim for one Hashkafic issue and another Gadol for another issue if it makes more sense to him? For example, please answer this example specifically. Majority of Gedolei Yisrael hold that Yom HaTzmaut cannot be made into a holiday and Hallel should not be said. And although I follow the mainstream Yeshiva Gedolim for everything, I would like to say Hallel on Yom HaTzmaut because it makes sense to me. And there certainly were some real Gedolim who say that it's okay to do that. Can I follow the opinions of these Gedolim on this Hashkafic issue, or do I have the right to do that? Anonymous from Jerusalem. First of all, saying Hallel on Yom HaTzmaut is not merely a Hashkafic idea, but it's also their halachas involved. When you can say Hallel, when you can interrupt the regular order of the prayers, and there are many considerations. What I would do is, first of all, find out why the Gedolim, more than just Hashkafically, say that one should not say Hallel, and those that do say that you could say Hallel, and you are bound to follow halachically and even hashkafically the Gedolim that you usually follow. On the other hand, if you want to feel that there's something to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for, and you want to follow Gedolim who feel that that you can thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the positive things of the Medina, then when you say Modim on Yom HaTzmaut, have in mind in your Modim that you're thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for the positive things that have accrued because there is a state of Israel. And most Gedolim, I think, would say that we don't consider the state of Israel something that is totally osur, and we don't ascribe to the shita of the Satma Rebbe, who was a Das Yochid. Most Gedolei Yisrael held that there are positive aspects of the Medina and negative aspects, and one can be thankful for the positive aspects.